Let's know whenever it says the front.
Like a snake, you don't want to get bit.
Did you bring that?
It's the farthest way from the door.
Okay, let's get started. First item would be roll call, please.
Commissioner Sinapa?
Present.
Commissioner Geary?
Excused.
Commissioner Blackburn?
Here.
Commissioner Taggart?
Here.
Commissioner Christopher?
Here.
Supervisor Couch?
Thank you. Approval of summary proceedings from last month. I need someone to motion to accept.
I'll make a motion to accept that. I will second.
Okay, all in favor? Excellent. Thank you very much. Okay, on the consent agenda. These agenda items were for the Animal Services Commission may be acted upon with one motion. If no member of the commission or audience wishes to comment or ask questions. I didn't read any of these correspondence, but item A is an email from Pamela Dunston regarding her friend's need for temporary foster or surrender their dog. We haven't had one so long, I forget how to handle it. So do we talk about it? Do you want to talk about it?
It's whatever the commission wants. I sent all of you copies of the emails.
Is there any discussion on any three of these?
Each of the emails was responded to, just so you know.
So if there's no discussion, any motion to receive the file, please.
I'll make a motion to receive the file.
Okay, all in favor?
Terry.
Thank you. Public presentations. This portion of the meeting is reserved for persons to address the commission on any matter not on this agenda. But under the jurisdiction of the commission may respond briefly to statements made or questions posed. They may ask a question for clarification, make referral to staff for factual information, or request staff to report back to the commission at a later meeting. Also, the commission may act to direct staff to place a matter or business on a future agenda. Please state your name and address for the record before making a presentation. Speakers are limited to 2 minutes, and also at this time, please silence any electronic devices. If you need to talk, please take it out in the hallway. Okay, so public presentations. Table one, Terry. Table two. Table three. And I guess that's it. One, two, three. Okay. Back to the, we'll close that out then, if there aren't any. Seeing none, come back to the chair. Staff announcements or reports. Director's monthly report, please. Director Coleman.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Nick Cullen, Director of Kern County Animal Services. Touch on a few highlights in the director's report or lowlights. We would normally see right around this time, October, November, we can see a decline in the amount of animal victims in the facility just because the weather gets cold and typically animals will roam less when the animals when the weather's cold. We haven't seen that just yet, and I think a lot of that has to do with the city of Arden has been bringing in just tons of dogs. I mean, we're getting animals from all over the county. The Arden Police Department hired an animal control officer, and they had another officer already, so they have two now. And they've been real busy. But rightfully, I mean, it needs to be done because the streets were overrun with stray dogs. But normally we would probably see a slight decrease, which is not seeing it right now, simply because that's one reason. So, I'll out that the TNR numbers, again, are not what they had been in the previous months, simply because Crews Without Borders has supported TNR and the county and the city together using grant funding. So all of our normal TNR customers were directed right over to Crews. We didn't have to pay, which is good. So that number will start picking up again. We usually average somewhere around 150, 200 feral cats spayed and neutered released every month. So we'll probably start seeing that return by the time next month the commission meeting rolls around. Adoptions were a little bit slow, 395 for the month of September. We had some promotions, but nothing, no fee waiver promotions or anything like that. And it's really up for debate whether it's the promotion or just a dip in the amount of people that are interested in adopting. We had to cancel a lot of our vaccine clinics in the warm months, July and August, just because it was just too hot for animals to walk on the pavement. So we've been able to consistently be standing up vaccine clinics probably since early September, if not the end of July, or the end of August. So the statistics for September are significantly more than what they have been. So we issued 280 rabies vaccines, almost 300 DHPVs, Department of Defense vaccines, 60 feline vaccines, 54 microchips. As a reminder, at least through March of 2023, we're still offering free parvo distemper vaccines to any resident, city, county, doesn't matter. We've been doing that since September of last year. And that's through a grant from the Petco Foundation, Petco Love. And I've been told that at least through March of 2023, they're going to continue that. So, we try to make sure the community knows parvo distemper is out there. We see it frequently. Vaccination pet for free. Wanted to touch on the spay and neuter program. In the month of September, we had four spay and neuter clinics, the 8th in Mojave Boron, the 15th in Bakersfield, which is just at the shelter, the 22nd in East Bakersfield, and then the 29th in Ridgecrest. About 180 some odd dogs that were adopted, cast up for spay and neuter just in the month of September. Moving forward, we'll probably be reporting on 6 clinics a month, just because we did run into some grant funding from Davis, which I had mentioned at a previous meeting. So we're going to 4 clinics a month, 6 clinics a month. So I'll be happy to report probably around another 80 or so, 80 or 90 spayers a month for at least an hour. Rescues are down year to date. Adoptions are pretty consistent with what they usually are. I did include, I'm going to skip a few pages here, but I did include a new, I have been promising to do this, but I did include a new page, is page 8. It says Field Services, CAF. So if you remember, I spoke about we assigned one staff member, one field staff member to commercial animal facility enforcement. And we have created a tip line or a hotline for email, not phone, but CAFP@kerncounty.com, commercial animal facility permit at kerncounty.com. And the whole purpose was so that if you saw people advertising pet puppies for sale or breeding animals and selling them, that you email to let us know where that's happening at, and we would investigate. So since June 1st, it's an arbitrary number, but that's really when we really were able to carve out her in that role. We've run 154 calls for enforcement of breeding regulations, 12 calls for to inspect rescue organizations. The rescue inspections are usually by request, so if a rescue requests to partner with us and they accept a property inspection. It's not a requirement to partner with Kern, but we'll do those inspections and she handles those inspections. So there's 12 of those, 13 calls for a commercial animal facility permit on a kennel, and then 2 calls for grooming. Out of those 181 calls for CAF enforcement, 43 commercial animal facility permits were issued since June 1st, 71 administrative citations issued. We're having our first CAF administrative hearing in November, because somebody is there, I guess, fighting a citation that they received for a CAF violation. So I look forward to reporting on the outcome of that. And then our volunteer program, I just want to touch on that to date, since January 1st, if you recall, we used to have a wonderful gentleman by the name of Jeff. Jeff was our volunteer coordinator, passed away a couple years back. And, that's right around when COVID hit, and we had to make some cuts to our department. Position being one of them, we lost a volunteer coordinator position. Our volunteer program really just floundered. It was really non-existent. And we were able to do some creative shifting around of roles and employees. And we were able to bring on a position called a program technician. And we promoted somebody from the department into a program technician, who took on the volunteer coordinator role. And she's to date produced 4,639 hours of service to the department. So I wanted to mention that, because she's done a really good job, and she didn't have any experience in volunteer programs, and she's done really well. I don't remember what the numbers were that when we had volunteer coordinator used to produce, but I think it was somewhere around 20,000 hours a year. But this number of 5,000 hours will not include work release and work assistance programs like the Mexican American Opportunity Foundation, a few other work programs we have too. So if you compare the two that are just straight volunteers, they're actually pretty consistent. So she's doing a really good job, and I can answer any questions.
All questions?
I just have a question about the free distemper parvo vaccines. Is that just at the shelter where the clinics do, or?
It's not at the shelter, it's just at our clinics.
Okay.
So whether that be a vaccination clinic that we hold them every other Tuesday, and they're at Fruitvale North Park.
Okay.
And that we also give them at our spayed unit clinics as well.
Okay.
So you can sign up to get your animals spayed or neutered. The county's program, they will receive a vaccination result.
Right.
It's also important that, I don't know, there's only so many people in here, but those vaccinations for the HPV parvo distemper vaccines, as of effective earlier this week, are now 3-year vaccines instead of 1-year vaccines.
Right, so yeah, we do to that too. The only one that we have, the one with lepto in it as well, and that one is, it's 3 years for the part of it, because they have to go a lepto booster every year. But
these ones just don't have the parental ones. But the vaccine itself is good for 3 years, which is good.
It's good,
Are you finding that there's still a lot of distemper coming into the shelter? Are you still dealing with that on the level you were earlier?
Not as much, but I think that goes along with the climate too, just the general decline. We're still seeing. We haven't seen a case of distemper. God, I hate saying that. We haven't seen a case of distemper for quite a bit, but we are still seeing parvo. Actually, we had a litter of 10 puppies that we put on a transport to Stockton, and one of them came up positive for parvo. And when they were born in the shelter, they had 2 vaccinations, and their mom was nursing them the whole time. 6 weeks in the shelter, which they transferred maternal antibodies, and they had 2 vaccinations, and they still went there. I think it's positive for parvo, so we're still seeing parvo.
I'm also curious, you said the city of Arvin hired their second ACO. Have they always had an animal control officer?
And singular animal control officer?
Yes. They've
always had someone.
And that was just hired by the city of Arvin. That's nothing to do with the county.
No, City of Arvin is an incorporated municipality, so they have their own jurisdiction. But they pay the county, they pay pay us to, for their officers to bring animals in to the shelter per animal. The city of Arvin is an incorporated municipality, just like the city of Bakersfield. So the city of Bakersfield is their own city, the city of Arvin is their own city, therefore required to provide their own municipal services. They have their own police department, their own city, commission, whatever you call that.
Council.
City council. Their own school district, the whole thing, including animal control. The only thing they don't have is a shelter. So they have an officer too. They just don't have a shelter. So they pay us for that the Arvin officer can deliver animals to us that they pick up in the field. It's a contractual obligation on our property.
So as a rule, none of the ACO officers patrol Arvin because they have their own?
The unincorporated areas of Arvin, they patrol. The incorporated areas of Arvin, they do not. It's no different than Bakersfield. The county officers wouldn't respond into the incorporated areas of Bakersfield. The city of Bakersfield wouldn't respond.
Okay. In transferring that to Tehachapi, does that mean that an ACO officer would not control the city of Tehachapi, only the outline?
The city of Tehachapi is also contracted with us.
Okay.
Field
so it's a matter of whether the city is contracted or they want to do it on their own.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, for example, they lay down assets and shelter.
Yeah, they have their own shelter and their own officers.
Right.
Okay. Okay. What is the person saying that's in charge of the Berkeley?
Berkeley?
Berkeley. Okay, that's a new one for me.
All right, Berkeley. So
doing that for about 12 years.
How long?
About 12 years.
Perfect. Okay. I see your promotion for September was back to Missouri. Promotion in October that's going on right now. But
there's always a promotion.
I figured there would be, but what is it?
What was it?
Again, it's 50th.
It's a national adopt a shelter dog month. So it's $40 dogs and $20 cats.
$40 dog, $20 a cat. All right, was there any questions?
No.
Okay, I'll open it up to group. Any questions for, okay.
What, these administrative citations, what kind of things fall into that? Like what are,
yeah, so,
I'm sure they're all different across the board.
So maybe you remember this, maybe you don't.
Probably don't.
A couple years back, I spoke about we made a transition from criminal citations to administrative.
That I remember. Are they all financial?
And the reason for that, one of our reasons for that, is because when we issued a criminal citation, the court system kept the penalties.
That I remember.
And the processing fees and all that. And we also didn't have control over whether the courts accepted the citation. So it was a bit of a cumbersome process. So the county already has an ordinance in place that applies to most other county departments that have citable offenses. And so we just adopted that procedure and that policy, created our administrative citations, and then any Title VII ordinance, we can also cite administrative instead of criminal. And then this way, when there's a fine, the fine stays with the department instead of going to the court system. So the administrative citations can be issued for any infraction. It's not, they're not criminal, so if it was a misdemeanor or a felony or something like that,
right,
would issue an administrative citation. But for an infraction, that's just a fine. Yeah.
Can you give us an idea of maybe what a couple of these were?
The administrative citations?
Yeah.
So for failure to obtain a commercial animal facility permit.
Okay.
Or for failure to license appropriately, depending on the situation.
Okay.
Okay, anybody else in the second row? Okay, ask your question.
So city responds to city and county responds to unincorporated?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Is there any way in the future, is it even feasible in the future for it to be merged? Because I know people get frustrated about the jurisdictions of trying to help animals and that they call one place, and I know you guys have heard this before. I'm sure you have this. They get frustrated trying to find where a dog should go or who to call to somebody to pick it up. So I'm constantly seeing posts or having friends, and it's like, they just throw their hands up.
Yeah, so I think the question you asked is it possible?
Yes.
Of course, yeah. Those decisions that are made far above my head.
Of course.
It would be like in the sheriff's department and the Bakersfield police just work together and cover the same areas.
Basically like Army and Marines, you know, just that whole record.
Sort of. Yeah. Except probably.
Yeah. What year was it that they?
They were merged.
They used to be that.
I thought so.
Well, we were merged for sheltering.
Right.
But not for
feeding. Not for coverage.
That was 2013, prior to October 2013.
Okay, table three, Danny?
I had a question, but I actually don't know if it's a Nick question or maybe something I should have asked during the public presentation. But I guess I'll just ask the question. I saw on TV recently an ad for one of the supervisors, talking about some of the accomplishments that Kern County Animal Services made, which was, you know, very cool that, you know, a politician was, you know, shining a spotlight on, you know, animals in need in Bakersfield and Kern County. But to me personally, it seemed like some of the messaging might have been a little bit kind of counterproductive, because I think that, if I'm not mistaken, some of the information provided in the ad, you know, in this year of 2022 might not be, you know, accurate and could possibly, not give the public an accurate understanding of the need that Kern County Animal Services has and the situation that Kern County Animal Services is in, that everything is not hunky-dory and there's a lot of work that needs to be done. And it just seemed like that ad kind of presented things in a more positive light than the reality. Like I said, I think it's, you know, I think it's great that a politician is, you know, shining spotlight on, you know, animal services and improvements being made. But, I'm not sure if it was 100% on the nose for 2022.
Question.
Excuse me.
Is there a question?
My question. What, I guess my question would be: did Nick or anyone from the council see the ad, and if they had any thoughts on it, or if you have any thoughts on it?
I did see the ad. I do not have any thoughts on it.
Can I ask what supervisor was?
I believe it was Leticia Perez.
Yes.
Was it a campaign ad?
Yes.
Yes, it was.
It was not true.
Congressional.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, assembly.
Assembly.
The one thing that really stood out to me was, you know, that, you know, the Kern County had achieved no-kill status, which, you know, they did, and that's great in 2021, but I believe in 2022 that's no longer the case, and it hasn't been the case for some time. And so, you know, when people watching TV, you know, see this ad that, you know, Kern County is now no-kill, or at least that's what they're led to believe by that ad, I think that can be really counterproductive when it comes to, you know, us talking about, you know, there's a problem in Kern County, we have a big problem, you know, we have currently a safe rate for dogs, it's only 66%, which is way down from no kill. And, you know, when a politician, you know, a trusted, you know, person like that, you know, makes a statement that to me in 2022 is somewhat misleading, I think that's, you know, kind of concerning.
Have you addressed this question about it?
No, I have not. That's the first time I've talked about it.
I'll send your message
to
the discussion that's been
had. I could kind of jump in on that. I did see a couple people call her out on social media, and she did reply, and it seems to me that she didn't really, because at one point in time, about last year, we were kind of no-kill, you know, we did get to that point, and it just seemed like she wasn't really up to date with what's happened since then, you know? And she did kind of apologize, and she was open up to learning more about what's going on right now. So it did kind of just seem like really she just really jumped the gun of what she heard and what she thought was going on. Instead, I don't think she really knew at the time when she kind of made that video, you know? So, I mean, I'd like to see her here continue to do what she's doing as well, you know? Just like the rest of us. So.
Okay. Anybody else on table three? Joe? Okay, back to the head table, so I need a motion to receive and file the Director of Public Report, please.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Director Coleman. Joe? Mr. Berman, your excuse. I got to tell you guys, the acoustics in this room suck. And I have a hard time hearing on a normal day because they just, the sound will just kind of bounce around. This fan going, I could barely hear Danny back there. I really could. So, Nick, since you're in charge of this room, can you have them turn the fan off next month?
Sure.
General Services, I guess, is in charge of this room. But anyway, it's really hard to hear. I'm glad everybody's kind of moved up this way. If you guys were in the back row, it'd be impossible with this fan going. So speak up as best you can. Appreciate everybody's time here. Commissioners' announcements or report. Commissioner Snap, anything?
I don't know.
You've got some stories from your kennel or from your...
Actually, not so much this month, just kind of doing a lot of stuff. We've done, like we went to the career day today, tried to, again, get some of these kids that are in high school and college interested in actually doing things like, I don't know, maybe become a veterinarian. So, yeah, I've been doing some work with that, actually. I'm actually I have two extras I'm working with right now as well. You know, just like today we went, and so we were there from like 7:30 this morning till about noon. And, you know, some of these kids, they come up and they're so excited about it. And I feel like the one girl I was explaining to her, you know, that we have an RLP program that they can talk to, you know, their counselor in high school. But so many of them don't really have an idea of where to start. And honestly, even when I got into the field, I kind of fell into it by accident. And I think, you know, if we can get more information out there to these kids and personal opinion, you know, into the schools even, to kind of give them a start on, you know, getting them interested in this stuff. Because once you start talking to them about it, they get so excited, you know? And it's like, you know, I think some of them don't quite know yet where they want to go with it. And I think if we can, you know, kind of give them a little bit of a push in the right direction, you know, hopefully we'll do some good with that.
Hope so. Thank you for bringing that to the group. And we'll expect more of those in the future.
Yeah.
Okay.
This Saturday is my group 6 apparel felines under St. Jasmine's Court. That's where having our first adoption event. I'm kind of excited about it. I'm hoping to move a few out. We have probably 20 in foster care systems that we've pulled off the streets and taped them all down. Most of them came to us in 3 or 4 weeks, just things. I successfully had my first batch of bottle babies, which I usually will pawn off on absolutely anybody with an open hand. I will give them the bottle babies, but I successfully raised 4 baby kittens from 3.5 weeks old, and they're all beautiful 3.5 month old kittens now, all spayed and going to be there with bright little ribbons on saying, please adopt me. So if anybody's in touch with me and you want to come by Canine Creek, got some nice kittens.
Thank you. I have nothing to report necessarily, but my observations. Are you finished?
Yes.
What are you laughing?
Cuckoo clock.
Oh.
I should
silence any electronic devices, did I not?
It apparently doesn't silence the alarm clock.
It doesn't. I learned that the hard way in here, too.
I always forget that.
Okay, real funny. My observations on social media, you see a lot of human interest stories on their animal. I mean, they love their animal. On the dodo is like my favorite one. I watch pretty much every one of those. And you get this feeling after watching all those that finally people are beginning to respect their animals more. You know, that's kind of what I think when I see, you know, a cartoon or video after video, and they're really great. And then when I hear about these other things that happen, I wonder if we've learned, you know, how to take care of our animals or not. I don't know, but the dodo is just kind of, you know, it's comforting to watch those, and they're great to watch. But anyway, I just keep thinking that people are going to learn to be more respectful to their animals, right? And I don't know if we are. It just seems like it's like 2 steps forward and 1 back sometimes. But I don't know. My time this last month was spent on the subcommittee, so I didn't really have anything outside of that. And Bakersfield College to report, so I've got nothing else to report. So we're going to move on to old business, which there are none. And on the update for the AKC reunite, I haven't had an update in some time. Do you know anything, Terry?
No, Joe's not done with me.
Commissioner Blackburn, can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
May I ask the commission, is it your pleasure to continue with?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
No, well, I know what you're going to say, and yes, I understand what you're going to say, and I don't think it should be on there anymore. There's never any kind of an update.
So just to confirm, the commission would prefer that I remove it from the agenda?
I'd like to move that we remove the AKC.
I agree.
An update from the agenda.
Okay. Do we need to vote on it?
No,
don't need to.
I just take it up.
When I saw your email, I agreed with you right away because there really is never any updates on that. So thank you for bringing that up. Thank you, Commissioner Smith. Okay, new business ordinance on the change for the subcommittee findings. A lot to talk about on that. Commissioner Christopher and I and Director Collin, Jeremy Knutt, spent probably 5 meetings times 2 hours each on Zoom going through this line by line by line. Very exhausting kind of work when you do that. And we took every line and examined it, tried to see if there's any redundancy or any conflict or anything like that, and moved on. We finished up a few weeks ago, and unfortunately, yesterday afternoon at 1, I got the final, well, this is the final of draft 4, you might say, back to me. Haven't had a chance to read it, haven't had a chance to look at it. This morning I cruised through it. I need time to read it some more, and my partner on this was Commissioner Christopher. I wanted to ask if you had any comments on where you're at on this.
No, as you, I was out of town until Monday. Didn't even turn my computer on until Tuesday, so I haven't read some of the key points that we had agreed upon as a group, as a subcommittee, and I think we're on the right track. I think that if all of you have seen it and read it, that if you have some comments, I think you would be willing to listen to hear the comments before we move forward. But it doesn't have to be tonight. If you guys have not had the time like us to really examine it line by line, then you know we can table it until next time. And then keeping in mind, we'll probably be dark for December. So, you know, maybe it'd be something to start fresh in the new year discussing it. This is a big deal, so it's not something we want to take lightly.
Thank you. I'd like to ask if Commissioner Smith has any comments.
I don't have comments. I think that we should give folks time to take these materials and go over them, look over them. So, I mean, unless anybody else has comments about it, I would like to table the discussion until the next meeting so folks have a month to read over it and scrutinize it. I agree with you.
Commissioner Blackburn, if I could. Just want to explain that what the public, what I printed out for the public, because what the commissioners have is about 60 pages, and I wasn't going to print out 30 packets with 60 pages in each one of them. So what that is only the language that's changing or being added or revised. So it's a truncated version, but everything that was proposed to be changed is in that is available for all of you. And you are, of course, welcome to go to our website. If you go to our website, under what we do, there's an ordinances link, and you can relatively easily compare what is on the books now with what's there. So, you know, the commission has the stuff that's not changing in between all the red, but for all intents and purposes, that it's only on those handouts what would be changing or adding or revising.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. So what I'd like to do is ask if there's any brief comments on where we are, and before I come back and make a motion to receive and file this draft. So are there any public comments from anyone in the audience?
Can I just ask a question to clarify the part of this?
Go ahead.
It's on the second page. It's
your second page might not be our second page.
7.08.020 dogs licensing required.
7.08.
What letter? 020.
020.
Dogs licensing required.
That's that page.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Are you looking at this page, this thing here?
7.08.020.
It's on your front.
Licensing required.
Okay, I'm like, that's not on my second page.
Okay, got it.
Okay. I'm getting to that point, then they'll go down to the next one. Section B, like boy.
Okay.
Number two. Animals owned by recognized dog breeders, as defined. Is that going to be laid out how that's defined, and how do they prove that they're defined that way?
Repeat that again.
It says animals owned by recognized dog breeders, one of the exemptions. And I'm just saying, how will that be done? How does a dog breeder prove that they are defined by the California Health and Safety Code?
Can you flip your page over, and it's on this page. Number two, where it says animals owned by recognized dog breeders.
Yeah, I read that earlier today, and I'm not really sure how to answer that. Nick, do you have an answer on that one, that question? Maybe you don't.
It sounds like it's the purview of the commission to discuss and debate this at a future meeting.
Okay.
Was that what the commission wanted?
Yeah, I think that's what we want. Yeah.
That's what it appears
that's what
to
it
be.
Sounds like to me.
But this is an exemption, Terry, right?
Yes. Okay, I'm wondering how that was going to be accomplished.
So here's the deal. We're going to have a lot of questions ourselves next month, and I want you guys to come up with some questions that maybe you have. That's going to be one of them we add to the list. We're going to be better prepared to answer all of them. Tonight probably isn't that night, but because we just got it off the press just yesterday. So questions like that are good.
Terry, I think that you might be missing on the previous page, at least on my document, it's actually changes to 7.08.025, which is spay and neutering requirements.
You might not have that.
Oh, I see, yeah.
So that exemptions under letter B is actually referring to spay and neuter requirements, not to licensing.
But for exemptions.
Correct. Those are exemptions to why you
would
not have.
It was in red and I just went over it.
Yeah. So it's a little bit different section, not under the licensing. It's just one line on this page. And then
it's a new section that's been going to be
a whole new section, yes. Yep. Everything in red is brand new.
A lot of red in this document.
You guys were the ones, you know, your committee was the ones that came up with both of it. Right.
Did we?
Okay.
So.
Good question. Yes, answer on the next page, I think. So, bring all those with you next month. We'll do our best to try to answer them. This is what we came up with. We spent a lot of time getting here. So, I'll take the turn. Anybody else? Table two, have questions? Table two? No? Okay, table three.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm new to this. I've only been to a few of these meetings, but I'm just a little confused that everything is focused on these recognized breeders, which is three or more litters a year, and almost every parent club of a recognized breed prohibits you from having more than two litters a year in accordance with the code of ethics. So who are we targeting here? The people who do all of the health testing and follow a code of ethics, or the people who have commercial kennels and don't do any health testing?
Sure,
and they get to be
question.
Exempt?
I can answer that question. They're talking about two or more litters off of one bitch. We're not talking somebody that has three bitches and each one of them has a litter.
But in our parent clubs, you're still limited to two out of your entire kennel.
I've never seen that.
Can I request that we identify?
Mastiffs, bull mastiffs, all the mastiffs.
Bull mastiffs, you're not allowed.
Can I ask that? Can I make a request that if we're going to speak, that we identify ourselves? Because I'm the one that transcribes what you're saying, so you don't tell me your name. Okay. Kathy Parker. Okay.
Terry Conn.
I know Terry.
would it help you to see some of the code of ethics from nationally recognized, well, AKC recognized Greek clubs?
Oh, they've got a couple. I gave it to them already.
We've got some of that already. Okay.
To clarify, the limitation is from California Health and Safety Code. Yeah.
Bull Masters Code of Ethics.
I'm a master breeder, and all of our regional clubs and parent clubs requires that. No more than two. Even your stud dogs, two a year.
Two, okay. Good to know. Michelle, do you have a question?
Sorry. No, I was just letting her know that as far as I knew, and he validated it just now, that it's based, that three litters is based on what California already says.
Right, it is.
So.
So this is something simple to get into next month. We get a chance to really read this and wrap our brain around it. There's a lot here, 60 pages plus, but we didn't change 60 different pages, but there is a lot of red that we did change. So, but we're not really prepared to answer all these questions or tell you what we think or vote on it. I mean, that's really why we're here, is to either vote on it or make a change or say it's been denied. Three options here on that. So,
are we going to table the discussion until next?
Yeah, I mean, you made the suggestion. I agree with you 100%. Does everybody
second to that motion?
I will second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carried. Thank you.
I think we need a motion to receive and file.
I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah.
So I need a motion to receive and file this.
I'll make a motion to receive and file this.
And a second?
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor? Okay, it's been received and filed. Okay, at this point, Commissioner Serrano?
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
Gladly. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
See you Wednesday, November 16th. Thank you very much.
You're about to be a dog lawyer.
Sorry, I didn't mean to call you neat either. Although that's so rude, County Council, Mr. McNutt, like anything.
Guy over here said, no, I'm just kidding.
I'll do better next time.
This person. Yeah, human.
Guy.
I'm non-binary.
All right, that was great. Good times, my friend.
I'll give you the tickets. I'm going to take some of that handout.
Good to see you.
Anything I